Page 68, problems remain despite the findings from studies such as NESTE, 1999, which have begun to illustrate that a combined approach using a daily diary, a self-report sports-specific inventory and match performance data can be used together to investigate mood, anxiety and performance in sport. It could be argued that the major problem is the difficulty faced by researchers in attempting to combine nomothetic and ideographic data in a way which does not mean that the validity of each is severely weakened. Nevertheless, a diary approach had not been used previously to investigate anxiety in sport, and it may be that its use in the future will force researchers to consider anxiety and mood together, and to examine the social and temporal dimensions mentioned by Parkinson et al. 1996. Further, the diary methodology may even encourage researchers to confront some of the serious limitations of the multidimensional approach to anxiety and end the suffocating over-reliance on the CSAI2. Indeed, the concept of sport anxiety itself may even be subject to a closer and more phenomenological analysis, and attention could profitably be devoted to the search for subtle, in-depth and ultimately more ecologically valid accounts of this very